you're still awake. You haven't been sleeping very well lately. I can tell. No. You've been perfect to me. I just wish I could help. Actually, here, let's switch places. I know I usually sleep with my head on your chest, but I want to be your pillow tonight. There. Does that feel nice? With your hair, do you, sir? The way you usually play with mine. Well, not exactly. You have much less than me. Run my fingers over your chest, down your arms. I know you usually do this sort of thing to me, and it still makes my heart flutter when you do, but you deserve this too. I want to serve you, sir. And if that means that sometimes I'm the big spoon, or that it's me who stays up while I make sure you can rest comfortably, then that's what I want to do. Oh. Of you too, because you're important to me. Now, I want to put you to sleep. I want to give my sir some good dreams. Run my fingers along your inner thighs. You okay? Good. Shh. Let me pleasure you. Gently, while you fall asleep. Just the way I know that you like it. Squeezing. There. Relax. Trust me to know what you like. I've been yours for so long now, it's It's like I can hear you telling me in my head where you want my hands to be, how fast I should go. Can you hear my heartbeat? It's not racing, but that's a good thing. It shows how much you feel like home to me. My heart used to hop out of my chest at just the sight of you. My face would turn red. Just being around you turned me into such a complete mess. But now, being with you just makes me happy. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to be yours, sir. Your girl. Sometimes your slut or your kitten, your plaything. I love it all. Serving you however you need me is what brings me peace. And it's not like you don't know how to make my heart race again. All you have to do is look at me with that dangerous gleam in your eye. And I know I'm in for something. Do you remember the first night we spent together? I remember feeling so proud of myself when you told me to get off of your bed and take off my clothes. I knew that it was gonna be the date where we went further, even though you hadn't explicitly told me. So I made sure to wear matching underwear. Red lace. Strappy thingies on my back. I even wore stockings. I went all out and you loved it. And I got on my knees for you, remember? And I sucked your cum. And slobbering and kissing. Looking directly into your eyes. Your eyes. They grounded me. And I made you come hard. And you came on my face. On my chest, and that was the first of very many orgasms we would have that night. But there's part of that story I never told you. You knew you were my first, but I'm not sure if you realize how much I was determined to make the night perfect. I bought that lingerie just for you. Just for that night. And then, 2 days before, I came down with this terrible sinus infection. And I was too embarrassed to tell you. You were so such a gentleman, I knew that if I did, he would offer to postpone the date, and I didn't want that. So, I dragged myself up on Tylenol and Advil. I was taking the maximum dosages of both just to ensure that my nose would not be running and that I wouldn't be coughing up a storm. You never even realized I was sick. You know, every time I went to the bathroom that night, I was blowing my nose, trying so hard to make sure you wouldn't hear. Comfortable. It's the least I can do for the man who can make me feel more alive than anyone else. It's interesting. You have a way of making me feel invigorated, while also completely shutting off my brain. When you speak to me, everything else goes away. I only have one purpose in those moments, and I know it. It's just to be yours, to obey. It makes me wet thinking about it. How much control you have over me, physically, emotionally, almost spiritually. What I feel for you is more than love. It's complete dedication and surrender. To make you feel good, make you feel relaxed while I stroke you. This isn't about coming or being sexy. Just keep your eyes closed, okay? Five, 44, 33. 8, 7, 6, 5.